AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert enters a not guilty plea to charges in a Chicago federal courtroom stemming from a hush money case. Hastert was arraigned on those charges of trying to go around federal banking regulations and lying to the FBI. The government accuses him of paying a person more than $1 million to stay quiet about his alleged improper conduct during the time he was a high school coach and teacher in Illinois. State and local police, along with federal agents, are searching an area near a small town about 30 miles from where two convicted murderers escaped over the weekend from a New York State prison. Willsboro Town Supervisor Sean Gilliland says police got a tip last night.
A citizen evidently called in the report of two suspicious persons walking down the road in the middle of the night in a driving rainstorm, and that prompted the police to respond sometime last night.
Back at the prison, investigators have questioned prison workers and outside contractors to try to find who may have supplied the men with the power tools they used to cut their way out of that lockup. Three jurors in the Colorado theater shooting trial have been dismissed amid concern they violated orders not to talk about media coverage of the case. Judge Carlos Amor Jr. agreeing with questions raised by defense attorney Dan King about juror 412.
Okay, 412 will be released. I agree with Mr. King. I had some concerns about her credibility when she was in here talking to me.
Another juror let go when she said her husband called her and told her about a tweet about the case from the district attorney. Third panelist dropped because the judge was concerned she might have heard the discussions about the media coverage. 21 jurors and alternates remain in James Holmes' trial on a not guilty by reason of insanity plea to killing 12 people in a theater. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 5. This is AP Radio News. An unplanned break in the White House briefing today. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says someone phoned in a bomb threat to the Washington Police Department.
Local police department contacted Secret Service officials who determined that for the safety of all of us, they needed to evacuate the room and to sweep it.
An airline trade group pushing for smaller carry-on bags. Warren Levinson tells us more.
Most U.S. airlines limit carry-on bags to 22 inches by 14 inches by 9 inches. The standard the International Air Transport Association is encouraging carriers to adopt is 21.5 by 13.5 by 7.5. IATA Vice President Tom Windmuller insists in a video on the trade group's website that the change would be good for everyone.
It means faster turnarounds, because there'll be fewer bags that need to be taken down onto the ramp and put into the hold.
Overhead luggage bins have been a growing battleground as flyers seek to avoid charges for checked luggage, typically $25 a bag. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.